ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीबॉडी। दो इट में बी ए गुड आफ्टरनून बट वी कैन से गुड मॉर्निंग बिकॉज इट इज ए संगम योगा एंड आई वाज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड इज देयर सो वी फील गुड मॉर्निंग ऑल द टाइम। हाउ मेनी यू कम फ्रॉम ऑस्ट्रेलिया? थ्री फोर फाइव ऑस्ट्रेलिया। अच्छा एंड हाउ मेनी फ्रॉम इंग्लैंड? ओके नाइस बिकॉज वी यूज्ड टू मीट इन इंग्लैंड सो मेनी टाइम्स जस्ट फ्यू मंथ्स बिफोर वी वेर देयर सो वी मेट देयर ऑल्सो। अदर्स फ्रॉम विच कंट्री? न्यूजीलैंड अलास्का आइसलैंड। अच्छा आइसलैंड ओनली वन यू ऑल्सो हॉलैंड सिंगापुर या सुरीनाम राइट अदर्स स्पेन या स्विट्जरलैंड नो इंग्लैंड श्रीलंका राइट हाँ अमेरिकन हाँ अच्छा इन विच सिटी? सो आई वॉज देयर यू मेट मी यस नाइस बिकॉज फ्यू मंथ्स बैक वी वेर देयर या अदर्स हांगकांग राइट सो ऑल यू आर सुरीनाम राइट ओके चलो मलेशिया गुड सो फ्रॉम ऑल अराउंड द वर्ल्ड From some place, some different, different places. Brothers and sisters, we all are, after all, as a soul, we are all are meeting here in Madhuvan. And also we will meet where? Paramdham. Paramdham also we will meet. So now you like to hear story of Brahma Baba, right? Right. So that's why you all are collected here. Not for the class, but for Brahma Baba's story. Baba's story. Right. So lovely. Baba used to be so much attraction. We all had. Wherever we used to go, either in the foreign countries out of India, or either we may go to anywhere, any places in India, Rameshji and I always used to come before going to any place and after going to any place to visit Baba. So Baba used to get all idea about that places. And Baba was very much happy, very, very happy. When we used to come over here, that time Baba used to say, "Wah, wah, wah, yeah, wah, children, wah, you have come." And whatever we used to brought from there, Baba used to see that every little things, small, small things, and telling that, good. Once I went to we went in a marriage of our cousin brother, and we went to Bhavnagar, that is one portion of Gujarat. From there, I brought so much gold from, that was our native place. And so old gold ornaments and diamond ornaments and everything was there with me. And I saw Baba, that, see Baba, this is my ornaments. So many things used to be there. And Baba, look at that thing, everything near. And Baba was looking very, very minutely everything. I surprised that so much interest Baba has got. And then we pick up and we went back to Mumbai. In middle of the train, it was all stolen. All's gone. All gone. Everything gone. So it was a surprise for us because we were totally newly married, and everything went away. So my in-laws, my mother-in-law, Rameshji, never think that another way, okay? Oh, it has gone, not in that way. They made me everything new ornaments. That was the beauty of this family. They never told me any word even, that you make everything stolen by the thief and everything gone in a train. So many things went away. All my clothes and all, so many things were there. Went away. All sarees, jewelry, everything went away. But they never told any word, not a single word to me, which gives pain to me. So they just become a sakshi, witness of that scene only. Nothing happened. When we went to give the complaint to the police, that time also they were so silent, just like in a witness box, they were just giving information to that people, to the police only. Otherwise, nothing has been done. And then, while coming back to home, they made everything, good ornaments, so many ornaments for me. So in that way, the family, I got my family, my Laukik family, as well as Laukik in-laws family. Both were so cooperative. In my Laukik family, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, all used to say that this is a very good life which you are going on this way, very good path. And in scriptures it has been written, my mother's sister was saying that way, that in scriptures it has been written that those couple who leads a complete pure life gives so much, if they eat at any place, it gives so much punya. Punya means good result of that work, that it is like 10,000 real Brahmins take a Brahma bhojan. You understand? That much good goes to punya, at least sin or punya. पुण्य मीन्स क्या? गुड डीड्स, गुड डीड्स रिजल्ट. हा हा, वर्च्यूस. नो, वर्च्यूस मीन्स गुण. गुण जस्ट शक्ति मीन्स पावर, वर्च्यूस मीन्स मेरिट. बट गुड, वॉट एवर वी डू द गुड एक्शन रिजल्ट ऑफ दैट. हा, सो दैट प्योर एक्शन गिव्स अ प्योर रिजल्ट. इन द सेम वे, इफ सच ए कपल विल ईट एनी वेयर, देन दैट द रिजल्ट ऑफ दैट 10,000 रियल ब्राह्मिन्स टूक टेक अ फूड, दैट हैज बीन रिटन इन स्क्रिप्चर्स. दैट वॉट she used to tell every time. So in this way, both the families very very cooperative. Every time they were inspiring me so much in a good way, that you are doing very good things. Actually, when I was very small, that time I read a Vivekananda book. I used to read Ramakrishna Paramahansa book, Vivekananda book, so many books I used to read. And that time one sentence came in that book of Swami Vivekananda, that those who leads a pure life, only and only they realize self. Self-realization comes to that person who leads a complete pure life. So, from very early childhood, that I read afterwards, but what very early childhood I had in my life, that dream was there, that I should live a complete pure life, and I am going in a Krishna's world. And Lord Krishna will be my companion. That was my dream. And when I brought up, that time all the circumstances became so favorable. Every time it used to be favorable to me. Though my grandfather was very, very strict, that he wants to get me married. But other people were staying in my family, very cooperative. And grandfather was also a cooperative soul. And whenever he wants something else, then something will come to him. So he will say, okay, you go in that way. So that's way, from childhood, I was considered in my family as a deity, as a mother. They used to tell me, ma, mother, from childhood only. And from the childhood only, they used to say, you are like a deity. So they used to make me eat food, so many things in such a way, that you are a deity. Then in this way, I had in my mind that I will have a pure life. And when I met Rameshi, as I just said, Shiluben, that guru was there of mine, so he said that meet Rameshi. So I met him in his office, considering that in college life we had so many friends. So we are going out, we are in a group, no doubt. In a group we are going out and making a picnic, this, that thing, what we are doing. Entertaining ourselves while learning. So I thought that in the same manner, this will be a new friend for me. So I and my friend went to his office. And there I met, and In due course, I came to understand that this person is a right person which will help me in my aim and object. Just like he used to tell me on that meeting that whatever I learn, because he is a gold medalist, and in chartered accountant. In those days, chartered accountant, only 100 or what, 3,000 people, I don't know, I don't remember, 3,000 students used to sit in that exam. Out of that, only 23 get pass. And in that, he was a gold medalist. So he used to tell that my father has so much earned money, I am the only child. And no need to earn the money for the survival. And whatever I'll earn, because I have to do practice of chartered accountant. So whatever I'll earn, I'll use it in a godly service. Because I don't want money for my survival. So he was of that good ideas. So I thought that my grandfather is going to marry me. Anyway, he is going to marry me. So this is a good. And he had in his mind, Ramesh had in his mind, according to Guru has said him, that you will have the choice of getting marriage with Sister Usha. So he came with that inclination, and I went with that inclination that he will be our one of the friend. I had not in my mind that particular thing of marriage, because I had in my mind that I will lead a pure life, I will not get married. But this, when he met me, he was talking in this way. So I thought in that way. So I said that you like to lead a pure life after marriage. So he said, okay, I am ready. Then I said, okay. Then I said to my parent, and then the marriage took place. It took place in a very grand manner, very rich way, everything happened. But my mother-in-law, Laukik mother-in-law, when she was not knowing anything, because she had she was leading Baba's style of living, so nothing in the mind of getting marriage of his son, of her son, nothing. But our one of our dadis, Dadi Pushpa Shanta, she was in charge of Bombay Center. That time she went in a trance, incidentally, and she saw a marriage ceremony in my mother-in-law's house, in trance. Everything she saw. So she said to my mother-in-law that in your house, is there any ceremony is going on? Marriage ceremony is going on? She was totally surprised what you are speaking. Because she was leading Baba's life, so she had in her mind nothing idea about any marriage or anything else. So she said, yes, I saw a marriage ceremony is going on in your house. So your son is going to marry or not? So in that way, Baba used to establish the mind, the mental adjustment of everybody through different ways. First, he adjust my mind that I should get married. Secondly, he made everybody's family members to adjust. Thirdly, my mother-in-law's mind as well. So in that way, so nicely marriage took place, And I was totally innocent about that thing. Totally. Though I did a marriage, but I wasn't knowing anything, nothing. Everybody, what they used to tell me, I used to do that. Nothing was done. But one of the wonder took place is that our marriage took place before Sri Lakshmi Narayan. It was where Baba, Brahma Baba, when he used to do a jeweler, he used to be a jeweler. That time he had a big necklace of 9 gems. Like this. You know Lakshmi Narayan is there? No. You will find Lakshmi Narayan. So you will see that in Lakshmi's neck, biggest necklace is so Baba, whatever Baba had, in that temple only. Baba made that temple, in that Lakshmi had that necklace. And that Lakshmi necklace, biggest necklace like this, and I think 7 to 9 diamond studded, like a flowers in between. You seen that? No, you have not seen. Because 9 flowers, big flowers, round, there. So in that temple only the marriage took place, and before Lakshmi Narayan. That was the biggest temple in Mumbai. And then, after marriage, we went to meet Bap Dada. How? Because my mother said that, come on, we'll go to meet somebody, Baba, like that. So I thought that some guru may be there, because I wasn't knowing anybody. And I never heard the name Brahma Kumaris before. Never heard. That time Brahma Kumaris were so small. So I have never heard. So we went to meet Bap Dada. And Bap Dada was giving such a regard to a newly couple. It was wonderful. Actually, in the world, the custom is that guru sits on the chair, gaddi, and followers sit on the floor. That's the custom. But Baba, when we went to meet Baba, Baba make us sit on the same level we were sitting, same level. We are sitting on the chair, Baba was sitting on a gaddi. The same way. That's a very, giving regard to small ones like us is really a big thing. That's why in Murli, Baba says, no? Formerly Baba used to say that love the little ones and give regard to big ones. But now, Baba says, everybody should be given a regard. Either may be a smaller one, or either may be a big one. You must give regard to everybody. And that what Baba used to do that way. Because Baba was 80 years old, and we used to be only 23 years. Like a children's children. But Baba gave us so nice regard. And such a good present he gave. Oh, golden purse and diamond studded watch and everything Baba gave me. Ah. Such a big watch. And diamond, golden purse, and such a nice. So when I went back to my home, I thought, it was a stupid thought maybe, I thought that this Baba may be giving such a fancy things to everybody, not only me, but to everybody. So I just telephoned my all the friends. Hey, come on, come on. We should, there is one guru is, has come. That guru is my mother-in-law's guru. So, you should come and, oh, such a nice present he is giving. You all will also get a good gift from him. I was under that impression that everybody should, will be getting a good, good gift from Baba. So I should take my friends. So without appointment, I went to, with all the friends, with full 2-3 cars full, we went to Baba. And then what happened? That accidentally, the dadis, all dadis see me, saw me. Oh, somebody has come, somebody has come. Because only one day back I was new, newly I went there. So some new will be there. See, when she came, oh, somebody, Baba is not available, Baba is not available, in that way. Then other dadi came. Oh, come on, come on. Then she said to all the dadis that she is the daughter-in-law of Shanta Mata. We were allowed inside and we were went Baba's room, in Baba's room. And Baba's room we were sitting on floor and Baba was also sitting on floor and Baba gave us the knowledge. Everything that knowledge for going out of my head, it is totally vaporized. Because I was not under that impression that I should hear the knowledge which will be given by Baba, but I was under that impression that Baba is going to give a gift, valuable gift to my friends. So Baba gave us the toli, because Baba saw that everything is going out of brain. So if anything I'll make them hear, that will not go inside. So Baba gave the toli, okay, children, okay. Then I got frightened in my heart. I got, oh, I have brought my friends here that Baba is giving a good, good gifts. And here Baba is giving toli. What will happen? Then Baba said this way. Then Lachhu came, one sister came, and Baba said, oh, bring that purses which came yesterday night, bring that. So I was so much consoled, oh, good, good thing happened, that at least gift everybody will be getting. Then Baba gave one purse to everybody. And I was so happy that, oh, everybody got the gift. Then we went back. That was my first meeting with Baba. First meeting with Baba. Soon in there. Then second time, that was a superficial meeting for gift only. Baba gave me golden purse, Baba gave me diamond wrist watch and this, that. And I was happy. And otherwise also I remain always happy. Not because of jewelry, not because of purse, but everything I was getting a very cooperation in every steps in my life. Up till now. Up till now I am getting all type of cooperation from dadis, from students, everything, and from my Laukik family. So in that way, in that one way, I am, whatever say, I am lucky or whatever. Then, second time meeting, how it happened, you know? second time meeting everybody in the home, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-laws, everybody invited by Baba for Brahma Bhojan. Brahma Bhojan is not a main thing for me, but they were invited and not me. So I had a feeling in my mind, feeling in my mind. And I thought, everybody said, we will be going, we will be going, they get ready. They became ready to go there. And they were very enthusiastic to go with Baba and to eat with Baba. So I was going to remain alone in my home. So I thought, this is not a good thing. So if I'll remain alone and these all people will be going there, Rameshji will be going in the office and I and all the servants will be there. So I remember the God. I went before the small temple in my room and I just prayed the God, and O God, you are omnipresent, right? So, you are coming in big, big gurus. I was under that thought level that all the gurus are of highest level, and in that the God is making reflection. They are the reflections of the God. So you are coming in everybody's body. If this Guru, that means Brahma Baba, is a really the incarnation of God, then he should invite me. If he will not invite me for the Brahma Bhojan, then I will believe that that is a humbug. Brahma Baba is not a real guru. He is really not a big man. He is not really a saint. If he will invite me, then in a very sober way, I just prayed that way. Then, when I finished my prayer, then the bell was rung, and one Brahma Kumari entered. We have shifted to new house. Our old house was also there, but because of our marriage took place, so we all were shifted to new house. So she was speaking in a big, big, loud voice, that, oh, I was searching and searching and searching your house, Santa Mata, but I didn't found. I just was hearing a murli, and after finishing the murli, Baba said that go and invite Usha. So I was searching and searching, and at last I found. So Baba has invited Usha also, so please bring Usha with you. So I heard that voice in my bedroom, and then I said, hush, Brahma Baba is really a incarnation of God. Then we went to, I quickly changed the clothes and we went to Baba's home, and there Baba gave me such a nice treatment, very nice treatment. Oh, you are my child in this way. Such a nice way he used to speak. He was a real poet. He was a really literate person. In that way he spoke. Then we went for lunch. Baba made me sit beside him. Baba used to sit on floor. So Baba made me sit beside me. My mother-in-law was sitting beside him. one side mother-in-law, one side I used to be on this side. Baba and mother-in-law and all the other sisters. Then Baba, what used to doing? One gitti, one food, took, Baba used to make me eat. Then Baba took this. Then Baba to Mama. Baba gave me so many times. I said, no, Baba. Then said, yeah, you eat it. Very lovely way, like a mother. My mother has never make me eat in this way. My mother, never. He was always busy. But this Brahma Baba gave me every time. I never used my head. But Baba gave me every time. Lovely way. I was not taking drashti, because I was not knowing. Not knowing. But Baba never told that you took my drashti and take food. No. Baba just with a lovely way. Baba used to feed me. Then after finishing the lunch, we were sitting in Baba's room. Baba was sitting on a easy car, leisure car, and we were just standing in this way. All the mothers and I used to stand on this way. Then Baba said, "Who child? You are such a soul that if you will understand my knowledge, then Baba will send you in all round the world to enlighten the Baba." That was a blessing of Baba. That was a very good blessing of Baba. That I am going to send you, Baba is going to send you round the world for giving knowledge to all the souls round the world. And so you must learn this knowledge very, very quickly. Very quickly. I said, okay. I just standing. Okay, I'll see in this way. Then, third time, 3-4 times I met Baba. Because every winter, Baba used to pass in Mumbai. Because this was so cold, you know. This Mount Abu was a jungle, actually. Few palaces of big kings were there. Few palaces of kings. These hotels were not there. One or two hotels, maybe. But all the totally trees and greenery and so, this Om Shanti Bhavan, big mountain was there. Om Shanti Bhavan, up to the road, it was a big mountain. So, mountain range was there. Very nice. And our Pandav Bhavan, only very small. Baba's room is there, small. And kitchen, behind that. Or just like tin sheds and down the bully was making a food on sagdi, on coal and wooden sticks. And bathrooms. Bathrooms were like what? General bathrooms. Four bathrooms there, only four. Four bathrooms on a tin shed, one for toilet, then in other go for a bath. That way. And when we used to go to toilet, then one will go, then the person will come and wash total toilet, and then other will go. That was the style, old village style of toilets and everybody used to wash clothes. Gulzar Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi, everybody used to wash the clothes by hand and just on string, and we used to wear. That was the style. Very good style. Very nice style. Very good style. And Baba's hut was there, not of this style. Permanent they have made, but actually Baba's green leaves, big leaves. In this way, whole hut was made, small, very on, roof was also like this, big leaves were there standing. So that was the very good, freshly made hut in which Baba used to write letters to the children and used to meet personally the children. Very nice hut used to be. And every year they make green hut. Green hut. Very good hut. So this way, 3 times I met. 3 times met, no? 3 times met? 3 times I met. And then, when I met last time means in Mumbai, that time Baba invited me. That you see, all the rich people goes to hill station in summer. So this time when you will make a program, come to Mount Abu. I said, why? Then he said that in Mount Abu, you know, very good marble artistic temples. So I will take you there. I will take you there. Then other things you will find that you will get a big tiger. Tiger and everything will be there. Deers and tigers and everything will be there. So we will go together there. Children, we will go together there. Huh? So come in Mount Abu. We will go, we will have a picnic and we will have in a jungle and we will see the tigers and we will go to the marble temple and so many things we will do. So do come in Mount Abu. I said, okay, I will come. Promise? Yes, promise. Then I went back to my home. Then I asked my mother-in-law that this year we will go to Mount Abu. She said, okay, why? Because there is, Baba said, I'll make you see these temples, this. And I said, okay, if you wish, you can come with me. That way, the Mount Abu program made. So in that way, I can. You must have not, in that way, came here to meet Baba. I came here with Baba's invitation. I came here to meet tigers. I came here to see the temples. I came here to play with Baba. And Baba was so nicely. Every day, we used to eat together with Baba. But I never used to eat anything. So Baba was searching, how you will eat my child, how you will eat. In different way Baba used to. Nourish me. In that way Baba attracted us so much. I had a feeling that he is my father. My father, he is my real father. भेंट मच लाओ बाबा गेहूं में। In the evening time when the party used to be small, 10-15 people, maybe more, not more than that, used to meet Babas. We were meeting in Ishubens, outside place is there, no? That time history hall also wasn't there. So we were, class was there, morning Murli class used to be there. And 12 o'clock, bhog will be there on Thursday. So we were, I was sitting in this way. Then Baba, everybody was meeting Baba, Mama. Baba used to take in a lap and embracing everybody. So my turn came. I was standing on the line. Just 2-3 people used to be there. Baba, come on. Baba took me and make me sit in this, and Baba gave me embrace. And that was so nice. My father never did that, Laukik father. But Baba did that. And no comparison was there in my mind. But that every time when Baba used to give me that feeling, that inside feeling was subtle feeling, as if nobody is there, only a light, very subtle, and real love start running inside, that type of feeling used to be there. And when I met Mama, Mama gave me, we used to sit in Mama's lap, and Mama gave us this way, and Mama make us sit, give us toli. Everybody used to meet in that way. So Mama, that time I had a feeling, warm feeling. I got such a warmth of Mama. Baba was cool, soothing, fragile, that type of feeling coming. And when I met Mama, it was very warm feeling coming. Such a nice experience I got. Thank God. In this way, Baba make us run in this knowledge. Everybody got that Baba's lap, Mama's lap in those days. After few years, Baba used to become a totally aloof. When the days used to come, years started coming near and near to become a Baba Avyakta in 69 January. Baba, before that Baba used to be aloof, remaining in remembrance. Avyakta feeling. That was a nice, good experience, and I really love that every kalpa we will be getting that type of experiences. Every kalpa. After 5,000 years, we will get again and again that real company of Baba. Because Baba told me that I am your partner. Up till now I have got that intoxication that I am Baba's partner. because while playing, I never used to play in my childhood, because I used to be a sincere personality, very not playing anything, nothing, sincere personality I have. But when Baba invited me, come on child, we should play. I don't know anything about Baba. Come on, I'll become your partner. You just play. You keep the cards in your hand, that's all. I will play. I will be your I am your partner. You just make a dice in this way, put in this way. Everything will happen because I am your partner. I am your companion. I am. So play, child, play. I used to play. I and Baba used to be partner, and Ramesh and other daddies used to be a partner. And I and Baba used to be partner. So in this way, our childhood pass. In knowledge, the childhood pass. Now the time is up, and food is ready for you. Stomach is also ready for you. And we'll finish. Again we'll sit, again we will talk, again when you next time you will come, again we will meet. Because our meeting is going to be forever, isn't it? It is going to be forever. So we'll meet again and again and again. Om Shanti. Speak loudly, I can't hear. Samadhi, powerful, power. With remembrance, power comes. I am the lucky child. So I feel that way, I am luckiest child. That power. When we go in the world round to do any action, we'll think in that way that we are the luckiest. So by that way power comes. We can do anything. Because our father is there, so we can do anything. Anything we can do. Just like Sister Pushpal, just like Sister Janki, Dadi Janki, they went, they won. They were not knowing any language. But they went and they won. That's a powerful. Samarthi means powerful. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. You know that in former days of our Jnani life, in Hyderabad Sindh, when Baba used to come in somebody's body, that time Baba used to speak in a very decorative language. One thing I told you, that P.U. said, Baba, they don't say Baba, P.U. P.U. said, all you are my horses. You will go round the world and you will get victory. And you will come back in this yagya. You will be the Ashwamegha Yajna horses. This is Ashwamedh Yajna, Jnana Yajna. Jnana Yajna, you know? You know? Knowledge, where knowledge has been given. This is a Ashwamedh Yajna, Ashwa, horses. You all horses going in all the corners of the world and will get a victory. And you will get a victory and you will be coming back with that flag on. And now we see that in all round the world, in Iceland also we went, in Alaska also we went, everywhere we went, and our Dadi got a victory. And again she has brought the brothers and sisters from all round the corner in this Ashwamedh Yajna, Jnana Yajna, sacrifice Yajna. Singapore also. We went in Singapore. Become a victory. We get victory. And we have brought you here. We went to Australia. Nirmala, your Didi. I met in college. I met Dr. Nirmala. That time she wasn't a doctor. We used to eat food made by his father, her father, every day, together, on the steps of college. On steps of college we used to sit and we were eating tiffin together. Dr. Nirmala? Tiffin, you know tiffin? You know tiffin? Tiffin. So tiffin. We had a mamma's program and we invited her. From that day only she became a student. She is very cooperative. I have got friends also very cooperative. I didn't did any efforts for her, for anybody. She is so simple, so smooth living. So nice, so silent, very good friend. And I invited her and she started from that day only. And she became, in a few months only, she became surrendered. But she was going in a college for a study of medical. And then after she surrendered. Good. She is also from very rich family. Very rich family. And that way. She also very good family. My family is also very good, very rich. So, on that day onwards, she is Baba's child. So we used to move always together. Dr. Nirmala. And Dr. Nirmala is very, she has got a very good virtues, very, very, very best virtues. Silent, peaceful. We did a together first world tour together with Dr. Nirmala. Yeah. Om Shanti.